The following guided meditation was given at Common Ground Meditation Center in Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Well, thanks for being here, people. We've got seven of us here in person and four online. Nice to be together. So for anyone joining, this is a drop-in group twice a month. And for those who've been coming regularly, in case you were wondering, so we've been moving through this list of 10 virtues, and we're on the seventh one, which is truthfulness. And so the last one, the 10th, will be June 8th, and then we're going to take a break, probably till January. And then in January, kind of start the group up again on a similar topic. A teacher of a lot of us out on the West Coast, Gil Fronsdal, I haven't studied with him, but he's well known. He has a manuscript called The Equivalence of Ethics and Enlightenment, which I've read some of and have really liked. So I'm thinking I'll start that next January, but that's a ways away. So yeah, for this group, we usually sit for 30 minutes and I'll offer some instructions, and then I'll give a talk, share some thoughts on this topic of truthfulness or honesty, straightforwardness, and then we can have a little discussion about that together. So for now, we can just settle in to our own experience. So arriving here and now, we could say we're inviting into our awareness the truth of our experience, the truth of the body, the truth of the mind, the truth of how it is for us right now, making space for that. Receiving that, so maybe emphasizing a receptive attitude, not needing to control our experience, but simply seeing if we can relax and let in the truth, the simple truth, not good or bad, just how's the body right now? How's the mind? Sort of like taking a pulse on our experience and seeing if it's okay, if it can be okay. Maybe pleasant, unpleasant, mixed. But seeing if we can make room for it and relax around it. And moving from the level of stories and concepts, Thursday night, my life, April 27th, to a more direct, truthful relationship with our direct experience. Body feels like this now. The heart and mind feel like this. Energized, tired, uplifted, downtrodden, scattered, calm. The body warm or cool. Energized or tense. And maybe sensing a kind of joy or happiness or calm from this willingness to connect with our experience, even if it's imperfect, unpleasant, not exactly as we would like, but just this absence of deviation from the truth of our experience, not telling ourselves stories of how we want it to be or how it could be or should be, not getting lost in regret over the past or anticipation or worry about the future. Noticing that there is a pleasantness, a simple pleasantness. To resting in the present moment experience. One aspect of the truth of our experience is that there is a body. Not our idea of a body, but this dynamic unfolding of sensation and energy, pressure, release, tightness, contraction, flow of breathing, sensation, temperature, relaxation or tightness. This is all happening in the realm of the body. And we don't have to relate to it as personal, something that we judge, think is good or not good enough. But we can relate to it on its own terms. What does it feel like? That's what the body does, it feels. And again, we might sense a subtle happiness in meeting the body on its own terms, when so often we're disconnected, not aware of the body. And relating to it with kindness and acceptance. It may be unpleasant or pleasant or mixed in different parts of the body. But we can relate to it with kindness and relaxation, acceptance. Coming home to the body. Letting it express itself and receiving that. So instead of trying to get somewhere, some experience we imagine from point A to point B, we're just going from point A to point A. Oh, just relaxing, settling, widening our attention to include more and more of what can be known here and now without looking for anything in particular, trying to have any particular experience we associate with meditation, but just knowing what can be known and appreciating the simplicity of that. And there can be a sense of grounding in the truth of our experience, simply the truth of awareness, knowing something being known. That's all that's happening, moment by moment. So let's continue in silence, finding a way to sustain interest in this, showing up to the moment in a simple way. Whenever the mind becomes aware after being lost in thought, we can remember that whatever we're aware of, maybe the result or the effect of having been lost in thought, that that's just now something being known. The way the body, heart feel, now that we're aware, it's just something to be known now. Oh, a little agitated, tight. So we're interested in this perspective of something being known because it's simple and it's true. When we look in that way, that's what we find. It's always something being known, moment by moment. When we're trying on that perspective, you could say it's a radical simplifying, but it doesn't deny or repress any part of our experience. We're just remembering that it's something being known here and now. We're remembering to keep that perspective in mind. And when the mind feels like it's getting caught up in some drama, then we remember that there's a body. And the body may feel agitated or caught up, but we can find aspects of the body that maybe are calming or pleasant, just the sensations of the hands making contact wherever they're placed, or the butt on the cushion or chair. This sense of being grounded, connected to the earth, can help us relax, settle, give our weight over to the earth that's holding us up. And continue opening to a simple truth of whatever's being known moment by moment. So let's continue for just a few more minutes.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.